This morning, we'll report on a country where some are seeking shelter. Germany agreed to take in thousands of Syrians, but they may not receive the warmest welcome. Right-wing extremists want Germany to close its doors to refugees. Extremists are targeting a working-class neighborhood on the outskirts of Berlin, which is where we find NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson.
Chancellor Angela Merkel is asking her fellow Germans to welcome 5,000 Syrian refugees. But in Hellersdorf, few people appear to be heeding her call. Raucous protests by out-of-towners engulfed the East Berlin suburb weeks before the first Syrians arrived. There were demonstrations for and against refugees placed in an abandoned high school here. Many Hellersdorf residents say they oppose the protests, but they are not happy that their community is hosting refugees from Syria, Afghanistan, and other war-torn countries either. This blue-collar neighborhood, filled with Soviet-era apartment blocks, lacks the ethnic diversity seen in much of Berlin. Hellersdorf is also short on services and schools. So when government officials set up a refugee center here last month, people were upset. Resident Enrico Kiesa says his neighbors worried the newcomers will strain already inadequate services in Hellersdorf, especially if hundreds more move in. Another resident, who gave only her first name, Nika, says she feels less safe walking around her neighborhood with the refugees here and accuses the male refugees of harassing women. Extremist factions are playing on such fears, especially during Germany's national election season. The right-wing NPD party has hung campaign posters in Hellersdorf featuring a photo of a blonde woman next to another woman whose face is covered with a black veil. The slogan reads, "Maria, not Sharia," referring to Islamic law. Most of the refugees at the center are Muslim. Manfred Ruse of the anti-refugee pro-Deutschland group says the government has no right to force German communities like Hellersdorf to take refugees in. He argues that it's Syria's neighbors who should be helping the refugees and not Germany. While few Germans share his views, officials say they are encountering growing resistance to opening new refugee centers. That worries Monika Lücke, who is the Berlin Senate's commissioner responsible for refugees.
Most of them are from Syria and Afghanistan, and they are heavily traumatized. They have gone through civil war. They have seen people and their families dying, and they have fear, and it's not acceptable for them to be confronted with demonstrations like this.
Lucas says officials in Berlin have no choice but to put refugees in places like the old school in Hellersdorf because of a major housing shortage here. But refugee advocates say the German government should have planned long ago for the refugees, given the fact the number of asylum seekers in Germany has doubled every year recently. In Hellersdorf, Dirk Meiser is one of a group of activists who gather across from the new refugee center every day to show their support for the asylum seekers.
Everybody agrees that this is about the worst place you could put any human being in. This school was closed about 5 years ago because it was so rotten that the people said there is no financial way we can actually redo the school again. Now, 5 years later, they open the doors, move people in former classrooms and tell them, well, you can live here.
The few refugees who venture outside the center are too afraid to talk to reporters. Most of the neighbors steer clear of the activists. But one 80-year-old resident shyly approaches them with a question. Her name is Elsa Hausig. She tells the activists she wants to donate stuffed animals, toys, and curtains to the people living at the school. Hausig adds, we should make it as easy as possible for the refugees. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.